I'm Spencer, and I work at United Healthcare.
So, Spencer, why do you care?
I care because my daughter, Adeline, has special needs. I am motivated by Adeline, who inspires me every day. I am driven to help families like mine navigate the healthcare system.
I'm so blessed to lead an amazing team at United Healthcare, focusing on the member experience and making that better.
I'm Spencer, and I'm committed to care.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All these patients complaining they can't get their medicines. Insurers and PBMs are often owned by the same giant company, so middlemen, like me, decide what medicines you can get and how much you pay. But don't worry, if your prescription gets denied, we know another one that works for us. I mean, you.
Washington should stop PBMs and insurers from driving up drug costs. Learn more at phrma.org/insurer costs. Paid for by pharma.
Ready to relax in your dream bath retreat without the stress of figuring out every detail yourself? At the Home Depot, your bath upgrade is covered. Shop fully designed rooms and curated bath collections to go from inspiration to transformation fast. Savings of up to 40% will make it easier on your budget. And find everything you need, from tubs to toilets and all the tile in between, to bring your vision to life. The Home Depot. Dream baths built here.
My dad taught me a lot, including how easy it is to forget to cancel things. So I downloaded Experian, my BFF, big financial friend. Experian could help me cancel my unused subscriptions and lower my bills, saving me hundreds a year. Get started with the Experian app today. Your big financial friend's here to help you save smarter. Results will vary. Not all bills or subscriptions eligible. Savings not guaranteed. $631 a year. Average savings with one plus negotiations and one plus cancellations. Paid membership with connected payment account required. See Experian.com for details. Experian.
This is Reception Perception, the show. James Coe and Matt Harmon.
Okay, we go on to Washington, who finished last season 5-12 last season. They've got the 7th pick overall. They fire Cliff Kingsbury as his offense fell apart without Jaden Daniels last year, shocking me 0%. I want to say shocking absolutely no one, but that's probably a stretch. It shocked me 0%, though. So they go and replace him, Matt, with a former NFL quarterback in David Blau, who's just 30 years old. He was on an NFL roster as recently as 2022. My guy started games for Detroit in 2019, Matt. So again, if we don't know what the hell David Blau is going to bring to the table, I mean, the guy's, he's so young, 30 years old. I have no idea what that's going to be. But his staff also features Brian Johnson, a longtime quarterback coach. And last we saw Brian Johnson, he was the OC for Philadelphia in 2023. So again, we'll start there. High level, 30,000 feet in the sky. Commanders going from Cliff Kingsbury to a former NFL quarterback in David Blau with Brian Johnson there as well. I don't know. What are we expecting structurally for Washington?
obviously we're completely guessing because, as you mentioned, David Blau, he was on the Lions offseason / practice squad in 2023. So he's just recently gotten into coaching. He was the assistant quarterback coach in 2024 and 2025 for this team. So he's jumping multiple levels here now to be big levels here. So he was obviously on the staff the last 2 years, which, you know, do you think like, okay, well, does he want to run what Cliff Kingsbury runs? My guess is no, actually. And again, it is a guess. I'm speculating here, but I think there's two things to consider here with David Blau's background. I mentioned that he was with the Lions in 2023. He actually got his start with the Lions under Dan Campbell / Ben Johnson's coaching staff. That was where I believe he first started a few games, or maybe that was before Dan Campbell got there. But regardless, that's kind of where he spent some time as an undrafted player early on in his career, was under Ben Johnson's staff. Again, then in 2023, he is with the Detroit Lions once again, sort of kind of living in that world. And so that's my first clue that I think this is going to look pretty different. Then the second clue that I think this is going to look different is Dan Quinn met with the media yesterday and said that in this offense this year, he wants Jaden Daniels to play more under center and he wants him to run more play action, which, rewind to what I just said about Matt Nagy and all that spread out stuff. You can 100% say that about Cliff Kingsbury. Like Cliff Kingsbury's offense, I kind of think there are some coordinators. I think, by the way, Titans offensive coordinator Brian Daboll is one of these guys too. And I definitely think that the Nagy stuff is probably this as well. It's like, okay, you want to get your quarterback, young quarterback on base, you want to get him on base. He's good. Let's get him into an offense. It's like, okay, we take advantage of matchups and, throw outside the numbers. Let's get him on base. Sure. But then in 2 years, you're definitely going to want something else. You're definitely going to want something else for your young quarterback to take this step forward. I kind of think that's what Cliff and all these guys were talking about. That's kind of what this is. Like that's a 1 year thing. Maybe it could have been 2 years if Jaden Daniels was healthy last year. Or it's like, okay, this offense has its things that are good about it, but they don't really take advantage of matchups. They don't really take advantage of the protection plans that we're highlighting here, and they spread things out, which eventually defenses solve, right? There's really no counterpunch to the Cliff Kingsbury offense. I think that would be my biggest criticism of it, and I think you would have more harsh criticisms of it as well. But yeah, so I do think that that's sort of what they're going for here. It's just with, instead of a proven name, it's like a young guy on the rise here in David Blau. My guess is that they want him to run some kind of more Ben Johnson-esque stuff. And, again, he was on the roster with Ben Johnson and things of that nature. So you're hoping that's what's going to happen here.
Yeah. Random note, though. So this is David Blau was a quarterback at Purdue, also on the Washington staff. Very random. Danny Etling is on the staff as an assistant quarterback coach. Etling started at quarterback at Purdue when Blau redshirted. So they've got a little bit of history going back to their collegiate days, which is really, really interesting. This is a wide receiver room. It's a wide receiver show. We got to hyper focus in on the wide receivers here. It's barren in Washington. My God, they only have Terry McLaurin, who's going to be 31 years old going into 2026. So there's no Debo. There's no nobody. I mean, I'm assuming that, somebody like Luke McCaffrey and stuff, Jalen Lane, they'll be on the roster too. But again, no one of importance or significance other than Terry McLaurin. There's a lot of rumor mill stuff surrounding Brandon Ayuk, but again, I mean, even when we're talking about Brandon Ayuk, you just mentioned it, right? He's going to be 28 years old. He's tore his ACL, MCL, and meniscus in his right knee in week 7 of 2024. It will be dang near 2 years since we have seen Brandon Ayuk on the football field, Matt Harmon. That is wild.
Yeah, to the point about Jaden Daniels and the rumor mill with Ayuk, I mean, and this is something that I think I joked about maybe at one point on this show, when Ayuk was not coming back with the Niners. I said, does he just already have a backdoor deal that he's going to the Commanders at the end of the year? Because remember when Ayuk was when he was trying to negotiate a contract, and we'll put that in quotation marks, trying to negotiate a contract with the San Francisco 49ers, and that whole thing was such a mess. Remember at one point on Instagram, he he posted like practice film of the Commanders offense. Like he just was dead set on like he wanted to go play with Jaden Daniels, his boy. And to that point, Jaden Daniels was on our set at Yahoo on Radio Row, did an interview with Nate Tice, and Jaden said, basically, like Nate said, well, you know, what are you looking to add to the offense this year? He literally said, you know, trying to get somebody in here, maybe somebody who went to Arizona State. Nate was like, maybe somebody used to live in this city, you know, San Francisco. And then Jaden's like starts, kind of starts walking it back a little bit. But I mean, yeah, pretty much obviously implied like these two guys are trying to play with each other. So I do think that's an option. Oh, man, look, I love Brandon Ayuk, the player. Like the 2023 season for Brandon Ayuk was legitimately insane. Capital E elite. Like from a per route, you know, metric standpoint, you know, from a reception perception standpoint, this guy was so good. He's a long time, you know, reception perception guy. You know, I thought we were gonna have to close the website because of Brandon Ayuk, you know, the first year we launched it because he wasn't even friggin' playing the team. You know, it was such a disaster. But I think ultimately we were proven correct on his talent level. In 2023, 96th percentile success rate versus man, 91st percentile success rate versus zone, 97th percentile success rate versus press. Legitimately that season in 2023. He was one of the all-time seasons we've seen. He was legitimately an elite wide receiver. Pretty much nothing good has happened for Ayuk since then. He had that long contract holdout. I think that both the team and player need to own some, you know, some blame for what a disaster that was. He comes back in 2024. He will also be featured part of the free agent drop because guess what? The Niners have already said he ain't going to ever play for us ever again. No shock there. So I've charted some of those 2024 games. He not only were the stats bad, I don't think he was playing near. Not he wasn't terrible, but he certainly was not playing at that elite level when he got back. So then there's that. Then he has this insane knee injury, horrible stuff. Doesn't play all of last season. Forfeits all of his guaranteed money, doesn't contest it. Then he's like posting videos of him driving 100 miles an hour past, you know, Levi Stadium. He's doing cryptic stuff on social media. What do you think the odds are? And again, I say this as a longtime fan of Ayuk's game. What do you think the odds are that he never plays football again?
I'm Brian. I work at United Healthcare.
So, Brian, why do you care?
I care because I don't want to leave anybody behind. I oversee one of the biggest resource centers in UnitedHealthcare. I see people walked in my office every day, just like my parents. They have no idea about the healthcare. I feel like they are my uncles, aunties. I treat these people like family. I'm Brian, and I'm committed to care.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero-sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, he'll play.
I think it's not zero. It's not there's no shot that he never plays football. Like, I think there's at least some percentage chance at just like, We never see this guy play in a game. Walk me through this here.
I like this exercise. Walk me through this though, because again, I get it. Like, he's been posting, you know, he's doing the wide receiver thing where he's like posting cryptic messages. Okay, that's fine. But that being said, I cannot believe San Francisco got away with this by voiding out his contract. That's insane to me. Okay, but he accepts it, right? He doesn't even ask the Players Association to fight it. If they fought it, they're winning, by the way. They are winning that, they're winning that fight if it goes to arbitration. They're winning that fight. At least partially. He's getting some guaranteed money. There's no way they're just going to void that out. So now, again, there's a market for wide receivers all throughout the NFL. He's obviously a very mercurial, you know, player, you know, and we don't know what he's going to look like. Maybe, possibly he does like a, he doesn't like what the contracts are looking like out there, but I got to imagine he's got to take something, anything at this point. So walk me through, how does he not get on football field next year?
Oh, I think he will sign a contract that comes with some heavy incentives in the off season. And, you know, by the way, like, I would probably want to take the risk on Ayuk, like, so, at some level of a discount. Obviously you're not paying him the money.
Yeah, you're getting a discount.
I would be plenty interested in that risk. For one, like, we know what the peak, even I think the odds that he ever gets back to this peak are pretty long. That he ever gets back to that 2023 peak. But still, by the way, that season when he did that, he was a true X receiver in 2023, outside on 80% of his sample snaps, on the line for 84% of his snaps. We talk about this all the time. It is so hard to just play X receiver at that high of a rate and still be a dominant guy. Ayuk was that. Obviously, some condensed formation stuff for Ayuk, whatever. I actually think there's a ability for him to play more than just X receiver and be really useful. So, like, I would want to take the risk on Ayuk. I think he would. It's easy for me to say, it's not my money. I would want to take the risk on Ayuk and see what happens. I think there is still, again, I'm not sure what the percentage chance is, but there's definitely a percentage chance that, let's just say, okay, Washington Commanders sign Brandon Ayuk after he gets released by the San Francisco 49ers. It's a 2-year deal, heavily incentive, whatever. He shows up to camp and, like, he gets cut out of training camp because he's just like a nightmare.
So out of shape or something. Whatever.
Yeah, he's so out of shape. You know, he's just not the play. He's like a headache to deal with. I do think there's some, we're trending.
Brother, what are you telling me, dude? He's going to be an accelerated Deontay Johnson.
That's what I'm saying.
We're trending a little bit out of
mercurial wide receiver posting and into
Deontay Johnson territory.
I'm just like with some of this stuff, you definitely got to say it doesn't feel totally good with what's going on here.
Oh no. By the way, another reception perception guy.
I know. There's something about, you see the all green route chart and you just drives you a little crazy. By the way, just off the top of my head, I don't know how we don't keep track of this. Obviously, like, thinking of guys who've had all green route charts before, which is, by the way, doesn't mean anything. It just is like a cute little detail. It's not like all green route chart predictive or whatever, but like Ayuk has done it. Deontay Johnson has done it. Antonio Brown has definitely done it.
Oh God.
Stephon Diggs has definitely done it.
Oh no. Oh no.
There have been others,
Is it an all green curse?
Listen, I think this is so inappropriate to say, but whatever. There's something about, like, man, I know I'm that good and I'm not getting the football. It drives you crazy. Like, it just drives you crazy. Just drives you off the deep end.
Man, oh my goodness gracious, the all green curse. Okay, this is interesting.
We're looking into this very deeply.
This is good stuff right here. This is what I'm talking about. Come on.
Very, very politician answer. My team and I are looking into this. We're looking into the all green route chart curse. We'll have to revisit some other prospects don't count. Otherwise, yeah, prospects don't count, because then, you know, it seems like Travis Hunter's a cool guy. I don't know. Romadunze is a good guy. Like, you know, these guys have all green route charts. So we're looking into it at the NFL level, though. Okay. Because multiple years, there's something to it. So we're looking into that. But yeah, I do think the Ayuk thing is like a nice again, I would still take the risk. Washington's a little tough because they don't have an abundance of cap space necessarily.
They do actually. I think I saw on SpoTrack they've got the estimated cap space this offseason. So it's
I misspoke. They have a lot of cap space. They don't have a lot of draft picks. That's what they're light on draft picks. But they do have the 7th overall draft pick. The Giants have the 5th overall draft pick. These are two teams I think could get into like the Carnell Tate business because I think he's probably a guy that's in this draft class seemingly probably worth a top 10 pick. And he could potentially be an option for those type of teams there, which. Is he a number one? Is he this? I don't know. I don't really care. I know he can probably start at outside receiver, and both of these teams desperately need outside receiver help.
Yeah, he's got inside outside versatility for sure. Washington with the 6th most estimated cap space this offseason, as I mentioned. But interestingly enough, they have the 9th lowest spend on offense because their rookie quarterback is on that rookie deal. They have about league average spending on wide receiver after giving Terry McLaurin a contract. But you got to imagine that they're going to spend a lot more on the offensive side of the football. Again, 6th most cap space, 9th lowest spend on offense going into 2026. Something's got to change right there.
You saw the game-winning play once, but have to replay it 3 times on the way back to the hotel. Because some moments don't end at the buzzer. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western. Book direct and save at bestwestern.com.
I'm Spencer, and I work at UnitedHealthcare.
So, Spencer, why do you care?
I care because my daughter, Adeline, has special needs. I am motivated by Adeline, who inspires me every day. I am driven to help families like mine navigate the healthcare system. I'm so blessed to lead an amazing team at UnitedHealthcare focusing on the member experience and making that better. I'm Spencer, and I'm committed to care.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor. With a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
True North Stores Beverage Clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.